This is Jay Sekulow. We've got breaking news. President Trump is sued by the New York Attorney General, the same Attorney General that went after him in her campaign.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Sekulow. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We do indeed have breaking news. So let me tell you what's happened here. A civil lawsuit has been engaged by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. Now, I want you to know something here. It's allegations of a business fraud by the Trump company, by the former president, by Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr., as well as their chief financial officer and comptroller of the company. Now, you have to understand this and put this into a perspective. I think it's really important to understand, where did this come from? This has been brewing for years. But let me play for you an ad of the Attorney General when she was running in 2018 as Attorney General and what she said about then-President Donald Trump.
In addition to that, the Office of Attorney General will continue to follow the money because we believe that he's engaged in a pattern and practice of money laundering. Laundering the money from foreign governments here in New York State, and particularly related to his real estate holdings. It's important that everyone understand that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end.
Now, she's running for office, and she's threatening that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end before the cases were made.
And when was that?
2018.
2018. So, you know, multiple years later now.
4 years later.
I guess it's a campaign promise.
Yeah, well, it's a campaign promise, but I want to show you how serious the political bias is here. Now, this isn't the federal government. This is New York State, and they're asking for $250 million in damages, penalties, actually. They want them barred from serving on boards that do business in New York, and they can't buy or sell buildings in New York for 5 years, and she's asking for a $250 million fine. But you heard what she said. Now, there's also, we should be checking her Twitter account. Because I remember specifically, because I was handling portions of this when we were representing the president, as to statements she had made regarding the then president of the United States as she is prosecuting him. Now, it's a civil prosecution, civil fraud, although he did say that they're making a criminal referral over to both the IRS and to the United States Department of Justice, which would be the Southern District of New York.
Yeah, but we're trying to find out all the details. It's still obviously coming in right now live as we speak. But if you have questions or comments, I'm sure a lot of you do, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be able to take some of those questions on the air. I'm sure a lot of people, again, have those thoughts because they hear these allegations come in. And we already are kind of used to this. There's almost a bias already built into us to go, I don't know, is this anything? We've heard so many times, yeah. Is it anything, not anything? But this is coming from the New York Attorney General.
Oh, listen, they're trying to hurt him financially. They're trying to basically get him to not be able to run for office. You understand that all of this is aimed at one thing. Don't let him run again for office. That's what this is about. Whether it's the FBI and Mar-a-Lago, whether it's the Department of Justice, or now the New York Attorney General jumping into this. That's what all of this is about. So I want your reaction to this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Civil fraud suit. Now, people are saying, civil and fraud, does that even make sense? There are statutes that exist under New York law, and as they do in most states, where it may not rise to the level of criminal conduct, but it's still a fraud on the state. Now, she said, Letitia James said, I don't know if we have these bites pulled yet, she said that she believes there was a criminal fraud committed here, and that's why she's made this referral to the U.S. Attorney's Office or to the Department of Justice and to the Internal Revenue Service. So I'm breaking all this down for you. We're going to give you analysis. Rick Durnell's joining us in the next segment to talk about this, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to take your calls and comments on this. Really important to hear what you have to say about this newest attack on a former president. Have you ever seen a former president getting this much attention?
No, never. If he wanted attention, he certainly is getting it because it is dominating the news. So, again, President
Biden
General
just... Assembly met today and Putin threatened nuclear weapons.
Yeah, but what's the news? The news is Donald Trump and the state of New York. So we will be taking those calls. I'm going to slow down that phone number for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call right now and check out the great work and content on ACLJ.org. Rick Grinnell joining us next.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. So the New York Attorney General, to just add onto the bandwagon of trying to shut down political discourse, has brought a civil fraud suit against Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, his three children, his former CFO, and the current comptroller of the organization. And in addition to the $250 million penalties they want, they're also referring the case to the Department of Justice, or had referred the case to the Department of Justice, for crime, criminal violations, and also to the IRS. So this is a big case has been instituted here, of course, right in the middle of a political season. And the ramifications of this are, and this is what you got to ask yourself, why now, this moment, would they do this? There's been an investigation, I can tell you, it's been going on for years. But Letitia James, the Attorney General, ran on unseating Donald J. Trump. Ran on it, Logan.
Yeah, I mean, we have tweets from her that came out years ago. We have statements from her that came out years ago. Here's one directly. This is from, I'm going to find the exact days here, but it says, at Real Donald Trump, this is when he was still on Twitter, the days of defrauding Americans are coming to an end. I welcome the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance Inquiry and call on any agency with jurisdiction from the IRS to the New York AG to follow the facts. Whether they lead, no stone should be left unturned. Again, this is from October 3rd, 2018. And we have Rick Grinnell joining us now.
So, Rick, this is the latest. You know, we last week I was dealing, we're dealing with, you know, you had the FBI and Department of Justice on the documents. Now I got, we have Letitia James and the Attorney General of New York, who has been campaigning against Donald Trump for 5 years and now comes up with a civil suit, of course, a month away from the midterm elections.
Of course, this is totally political. Everybody knows it's totally political. Letitia James has weaponized her office. She should be impeached because not a single New Yorker should be able to feel like Letitia James is out to find the facts and then prosecute the crimes. She's completely flipped it. She has decided to prosecute Donald Trump, and so therefore she's going back years to find anything that she can. This is an assault.
I mean, 12 years ago. Yes.
This is an assault on Donald Trump. It is clear that the Democrats are afraid that he's going to come back. They're weaponizing every single agency. Every American should be fearful because it's not really just about Donald Trump. It's about anyone who stands up to them and is effective enough and impactful enough to take them on. What the Democrats want are really nice Republicans who go along when they're defeated and who walk away when they're defeated. Donald Trump is a fighter. He fights back. They don't want him So they are going to do what they can with the power of government, weaponize government, go after them with legal phony cases from years ago. This is not stopping. And let me just finish by saying this. Anyone who thinks that this is going to stop with future President Ron DeSantis or future President Ted Cruz, it is not stopping. They will be raided. They will be impeached multiple times. These people are reckless and using the weaponry of government against their political enemies and crushing dissent.
You know, Rick, I've been practicing law for 42 years, and I've done some of the highest profile cases, as you know, in the country, around the globe. I mean, I've done them at the ICC, the International Criminal Court in The Hague. I've done them at the European Court of Human Rights. I've been to the Supreme Court, you know, 16, 18, 20, whatever it is now, 20 times. And I've handled some of the biggest investigations, including investigations of a president. And what I see is a continual pattern here. This is reminds me, again, of allegations coming out from Bob Mueller and others. And then, of course, it takes us 2 years to prove the innocence, but they try to do reputational harm in the interim. Logan, you've got something.
Yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, this is what she was tweeting. We're digging into her tweets back to kind of show how long this game plan has been. And this was from October 16th, 2017. I've been leading the resistance against Donald Trump in New York City and will only continue to do so in every way possible. Hashtag New York City votes.
Yeah, hashtag, this is your unbiased prosecutor who's supposed to be, you know, justice is blind. Not so much right now. I mean, Rick, the one fundamental that's really being harmed here from not just Donald Trump and his family, but for the entire country is political vendettas weaponized by legal systems. It's what happens in, you know, countries that don't have a justice system. And it's happening here right now. And it happens to be it's the former president that they're going after on this. But the unrelenting nature of these attacks have one goal. She can't order him not to be president of the United States, but she can try to disqualify him if he decides to run. This is, you know, it's so obvious that's what this is. And, of course, it's obvious that it's coming literally less than 4 weeks away, 5 weeks away now, I guess, from the general election, midterm elections.
Well, look, let's also be clear. They've gone after Mike Lindell. They've gone after Steve Bannon. They've gone after a variety of Republicans who support Donald Trump. This is not just about Donald Trump. They are not stopping. Look, we just saw the credit card companies announce altogether a really collusion that they will start reporting on any American who buys ammo or guns. This is the weaponization of politics. It started with sanctuary cities, this little nice term where we were going to have cities that ignored laws where left-wing politicians didn't agree with the law. And so that's an attack on the rule of law. That's a weaponization of the justice system by ignoring laws that you don't agree with. Now we find ourselves in the position where Republicans, Trump Republicans, are being crushed by rogue prosecutors, the DOJ, the FBI. It's not going to stop with Donald Trump. He is just the one that's standing in the way. And I have to be very clear. We are going to see aggressive attorney generals going after other Americans who happen to be conservative. We've already seen it with big tech.
You know, Rick, I've said this, that I think the most, and people ignore it, the attorney general of the state can sometimes be the most powerful political force in that state. And we have to be cognizant of that. Now, I will tell you this. If you look at what's happening in Fulton County with the DA there, that case may be it may end up becoming the lead case. Now you've got Letitia James in New York sending this over to the Department of Justice and to the IRS. They've been investigating this for years. She made all these anti-Trump statements. All this comes into play. And you think to yourself, geez, when does this end? But here's the truth. Like you said, this is the nature of the way the law is being enforced right now. And I wanted to say this to all of our listeners or people that are watching us on our social media applications. You understand that when a case like this is coming and the person prosecuting it said this, take a listen to her statement. This is now the person prosecuting Donald Trump. Listen.
In addition to that, the Office of Attorney General will continue to follow the money because we believe that he's engaged in a pattern and practice of money laundering, the money from foreign governments here in New York State, and particularly related to his real estate holdings. It's it's important that everyone understand that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end.
This, Rick, this is when she's running for office. And by the way, there's no allegation in here about foreign money, just to be clear, from what I've seen so far. But go ahead, Rick.
No, she just makes up things to be able to get Democrats to give her money and to further a political agenda. But let's also be very clear about one thing, Jay. We used to have a system where we did have rogue prosecutors and rogue politicians overreaching. But the check and the balance was the media. The Washington Post would mock them. They would say, you've overreached. There would be a reaction from normal, everyday reporters in newsrooms. CNN or AP would blunt them. It didn't matter if they were Republicans or Democrats. But today, now, there's a cheerleading newsroom. They are every time that the Democrats go after the Republicans, no matter what, there's a roar of the crowd from the newsroom. There's no check. And so what happens is the Democrats keep overreaching because there's no pushback.
But listen,
there's
to
not
the,
a single pushback.
Yeah, well, Rick, I'm going to play this. This is an interview with the Letitia James. Take a listen to this. This is number 49.
And what would you say to people who say, oh, I'm not going to bother to register to vote because my voice doesn't make a difference, or I'm just one person?
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get off your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally.
I love it.
He's going to know my name personally. We're going to sue him. I'm going to be a pain in his bleep. This is the Attorney General of the state of New York.
She was clear and honest about it, and there was no pushback from the media. There was just laughter and celebratory actions from the media, which meant she was encouraged to keep doing it. Other politicians were encouraged to jump in on it because she was making money and getting publicity, and the media didn't try to stop her. They've become partisan players, the media, and they are literally a threat to democracy.
No question. Rick, we appreciate it. Thanks for being part of our team. Rick is Senior Advisor for National Security and Foreign Policy, also the former Director of National Intelligence. All right, we're going to take calls coming up in the next segment, 1-800-684-3110. On this topic, I'm breaking it down for you with Logan, 800-684-3110.
That's right.
Civil fraud suit, referral to the Department of Justice, referral to the IRS. You know what I say? Here we go again.
Yep, absolutely. We've taken a lot of your calls. Some of you guys are already on hold. Thank you for holding. We'll get to you coming up in future segments. You can give us a call still right now, 1-800-684-3110. We are going to keep going with a lot more content coming up, and we're going to really break all this down and deep dive into what it all means. We'll be right back.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Secular. We'll be taking your calls here in just a moment. Hey, if you're watching on social media, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor real quick.
There are
a lot of people watching right now, and there's a lot of ways for our message to get to them. You're going to be hearing a lot of different voices. You want to make sure your voice, which is ours, is heard. Here's what I'm asking you to do. If you're on Facebook, click that share button right now. Share, like, and comment. All those things help get this out to more people. If you're on YouTube, click the thumbs up right under the title of the video. Hit that thumbs up. Make sure people know about it. That's a great way. If you're on Rumble, which a lot of you are, the majority of you are on Rumble, free speech platform, click that plus sign. That helps as well to get more people. And thanks to Rumble for the, right now, this show is the top thing that they are featuring. So I want to thank our friends at Rumble for doing that. But again, YouTube, click that like or that thumbs up. Facebook, like, share, comment. All of that really helps. And we'll keep this going, though. We'll take some calls.
Yeah, so I want to recast it for everybody. So the New York Attorney General has been investigating Donald Trump for at least 4 years, because I was involved in some of this early on, has now brought a civil fraud suit against the former president, his family, and his company, and two of the executives in that company. They are in the suit alleging financing fraud, basically bank fraud, financing fraud. They are asking for $250 million in damages and penalties. They're also asking that the Trump family be barred from engaging in basically real estate practice in New York for 5 years. They've also referred this to the Department of Justice and to the IRS for prosecution. So this is another one of these. But I need to play for you some sound. Will, you figure out which one you all want us to play of what this attorney general, while she was campaigning, said about the now defendant in her case. Let's play one. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do it. I'll read what she said. Okay? She said, "We're going to be a real pain in his blank. He's going to know my name." When then asked, "Will you sue him?" He says, "I say one name, Donald Trump. That's why you vote." So it was clearly, this is, and by the way, I could read 50 of these. This is clearly the approach. It's politicized and weaponized the New York Attorney General's office.
Yeah, she specifically said that the days of Trump are coming to an end. And that was what she was running on. And we see that here, that this office has been weaponized and weaponized specifically against a former president of the United States and his family.
Yeah, weaponized, though, interestingly. And let's think about the timing on this for a moment. Weaponized 5 weeks before the midterm elections. They've been working on this for 4 years, and they decide the date and put it out there is today. Let's put it out there now, because now is 5 weeks from a general midterm election.
Yeah, I think people can see through the political side of this. They obviously take allegations seriously and all of those things, but when it comes down to the way and the performance that just happened, and it is a performance. That's a lot of the text I'm getting right now. Felt like something out of Batman, where the mayor comes up and makes this very dramatic statement where all these pauses and all these moments of self-gratulatory, and then also to call out all of the wrongdoings. It feels, like I said, it feels like something out of a movie, something so calculated. Doesn't feel like something our government should be saying. There's not they shouldn't be saying it, but the performance side of it. That's what a lot of the comments are that are coming in.
We are getting a lot of comments, and there are a lot of people watching right now.
Yeah, and let's take a call. I think a lot of people have been holding for a while since the top. We'll get also open up some lines for those who want to call in. Let's go to Carrie in Montana on line two.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, brothers. You guys don't know this, but you helped me over 30 years ago sue the IRS, and I beat the blank out of them. And we know Donald Trump is innocent.
Blank seems to be the word of the day, by the way. I'm not trying to cut you off, Carrie. Blank seems to be the word of the day, because every soundbite we have from Letitia James seems to have edits. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And it's sad that they're in any kind of office. But Donald Trump is innocent. We're fighting for him. We're members of the ACLJ and many more. God bless you. Let's keep fighting Donald Trump. And now they're going after his children.
I remember, Carrie, I think I remember your case from about 25, 30 years ago, actually,
yeah,
that we helped you on. So we won't disclose that because you were a client, but I will say this. Here's the thing that our ACLJ supporters need to know. When we see injustice, we go after it. And here's the problem. I don't care if you're the president of the United States or if you're Kerry. I mean, we've taken cases for Kerry. We've taken cases for Tea Party groups, pro-life groups involving the IRS and these other government agencies. But let me tell you something. As someone, I could speak to this because I did it. when you're representing a president, it's a whole different ballgame, as you can imagine, because the warfare that you're engaged in is multi-pronged, and it's coming at you at a lot of different levels. And that's what's happening in this today. And, you know, I don't know the individual lawyers that are handling these cases now, but this idea that you'd bar somebody from practicing real estate, buying and selling real estate, I mean, in one sense, $250 million for Donald Trump is not a lot of money. They're making that into a big thing. That's like one not-so-great building in Manhattan, okay? On the other hand, trying to put him out of business is the lead-up to let him not run for president if he gets indicted by the Southern District or the IRS brings charges through Treasury that then goes through the Department of Justice. So you have to understand the scope of what this is very politicized.
Right, and the attacks are constant. They just don't stop. That's the other thing. I mean, you can fight a battle, but he's been fighting a battle since, you know, even before he took office, and they continue to fight and attack him now, even after he's left office. So they're, you know, definitely trying to wear him down, definitely trying to, stop, you know, take running. Take a shot at him.
Yep.
Yeah, I think a lot, the problem of this is, sure, there's the legal implications could be gigantic. We have to make sure we're following that. But for the perception of the American people, I think they're getting burned out. They're getting burned out on this consistency of going after Trump for things that, even if, you know, whatever they're alleging.
He's a real estate developer in New York.
Right. They're alleging estate development issues.
Right.
So I think the majority of people go, okay. You know, I mean, they don't necessarily agree with it, but it doesn't affect them on a personal level. And a lot of people are like, yeah, when they see so much worse and so many other people, even in this political sphere, even in families of other presidents that have done allegedly things that are really do affect people's personal lives, get nothing. I think they have problems standard. With that. And let's take another quick call, and then we'll move on. We'll have some open lines, hopefully. A lot of you guys are calling in. Let's go to Eric in the state of New York.
Hey, Eric.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Where are you calling from in New York?
Lockport.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Oh, actually, I travel all over. I drive to
Okay, great.
Yeah, well, I've never seen a president so persecuted throughout his whole entire term. And I was just wondering, what can we, the people, do to support him?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, listen, I get to testify to this firsthand because I handled the bulk of these cases. And I've never seen anything like it either in my life. And I've been practicing law for 42 years. And if you look at it historically, no president was attacked like this from the day he announced to 2 years after he's out of office. So, look, it's going to come down to politics at the end. That's what this is. But the lawyers better be aggressive. Okay, as far as having a coherent, logical legal strategy to deal with this, because while we look at this and say this is ridiculous, this is political, you still got to defend it in court.
You still have to battle. So the preparation by the attorneys needs to be very thorough and very proactive and go after it and defend, you know, with your best defense.
Yep. All right. We're going to take more calls in the second half hour at 800-684-3110. You can follow us on Twitter at Jay Sekulow, at ACLJ, at Jordan Sekulow, at Logan Sekulow, also on Rumble, and of course on all of our other social media platforms. People should share this feed with their friends. Support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to ACLJ.org to support the work. But there is a second half hour coming up, so stay tuned. If you're watching on social media, you got the full hour. If you're on local radio stations, log on over. Some of them don't carry the full hour. Also, if you're on Facebook, share. If you're on YouTube, hit that thumbs up right now. And if you are on Rumble, hit that plus sign. We'll be right back.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged. now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jay Sekulo.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, here's what's happened. Lots happened. President gave a speech at the UN. Putin threatened at the UN to use every arsenal at his disposal with Ukraine, which has got the whole world talking about nuclear issues. And at the same time, Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, decides today would be the day that she announces her civil fraud case against the former president, his three children, Ivanka, Eric, and Don Jr., their former CFO, Alan Weisselberger, their current comptroller, Jeff McConaughey, and others. And it's $250 million, barring them also from engaging in real estate and referrals for criminal prosecution over to the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Southern District of New York, and to the Internal Revenue Service for criminal tax issues. Now, that's the charges. But I want you to hear from the person that's making the charges, not from her prepared speech today. I want you to hear from what she was saying when she was running for office, before some of these investigations were even off the ground. Take a listen.
He should be charged with obstructing justice. I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses. And we would join with law enforcement and other attorneys general across this nation in removing this president from office.
Okay, so she thinks that a state attorney general can remove a sitting president of the United States from office. Well, there's one problem with that. The United States Constitution, which says the only way a president can be removed is to be impeached and then convicted of the impeachment charge. They tried that. It failed. Not once, but twice. That's number one. Number two, she's joining with other attorneys generals to do this. This is while she's running for office. This is justice is blind. Okay? Meanwhile, you know who's not on this case? Other attorney generals from other offices. So this, you have to understand the politics of what's taking place here. I look at the allegations of the complaint, and the thing that is becoming very clear to me is that you have a situation where these charges have been being investigated for almost 4 years, and now, miraculously, 4 or 5 weeks before one of the most significant midterm elections in our lifetime, miraculously, this is the day they decide to announce it.
Yeah, she told us all along what her intent was. She had one singular intent, and that was to go after and bring down Donald Trump. She said she was going to do that while he was president. She didn't get that done. So now she's continuing her efforts after he's out of office, and the right. Former president, she's still going after him, still attacking him with the single focus of bringing Donald Trump down.
So he
the
doesn't run
Trump
again.
Coming to an end.
Days of Trump coming to, those are her words. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. A lot of people calling. A lot of people are watching, Logan. Let everybody know again how to share this feed, because we got a lot of folks watching this.
Yeah,
special thank you to our folks at Rumble.
Yeah, if you want to comment, that really helps. If you're on Facebook, share this. It really helps. YouTube, hit that thumbs up, because then YouTube will then feature it to more people who maybe don't usually get this broadcast. That really helps out there. We are going to take some phone calls. You can call in too at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's see. Let's go to Coleman, who's in Illinois on line 5.
Hi, Coleman. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I appreciate
all the
information that I receive. The other media sources don't seem to report it this way, so I appreciate you.
Thank you.
My question is this. Since the Department of Justice hasn't looked into the Biden family, is it probable or a way that the attorney generals of various states can initiate investigations on their own?
Well, there has to be probable cause to get a search warrant or to get affidavits or to get evidence. So there'd have to be probable cause. But to say there's a double standard here is obvious. I mean, I hate to say the obvious. And Coleman, I appreciate the fact that you listen to our broadcast and have been for a long time, because as we go to a break, I want to say something to our audience. This is the reason we do this broadcast. Because one of the whys of why we do this is to get you information in an hour that is concise, accurate, and you're generally not going to get it anyplace else. And you're certainly not going to get it from people that actually did these cases and these issues. So we're going to take more calls when we come back from the break. Logan's going to let you know how to do this. Share this feed with your friends. We're going to take more when we get back.
That's right. Share it. Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking a lot of calls and answering these questions. And again, showing you a lot of the political ramifications. I think we should talk about that too. If they're successful, what does it mean? What is the political ramifications? We'll discuss that coming up in the next segment. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial at a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack. It's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Watching on our Facebook feeds or our social media feeds on Rumble, and by the way, thank you to Rumble for putting highlighting us on your front page. It's really made a huge difference. We've got a lot of people watching. We just played this Letitia James soundbite, but let me tell you the soundbite that she doesn't want you to play, okay? And this is a soundbite from the same person. When she talks, she made this, you know, we played most of it, you know, going after Trump for all this. But listen to what she actually says, and Will, let's pull a soundbite where she says, the one where she's talking to the person and says, he's going to know my name, talking about the former president.
And what would you say to people who say, oh, I'm not going to bother to register to vote because my voice doesn't make a difference, or I'm just one person?
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get off your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. I know my name personally.
I love it.
Ha 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 ha. They're laughing. This is funny. This isn't funny. You're trying to harm a business that has thousands of employees. You're going after, beginning the former president of the United States, you're going after one of the most successful real estate developers in the country, and you're making jokes about it when you're campaigning. So you campaigned on taking Donald Trump down. Now you are filing lawsuits to try to take him down. And we're all supposed to act like this is justice is blind and you're treating this like any other case. Everybody can see through it. This is not justice is blind here.
No, this is politics is focused on taking down Donald Trump, which is what she said. She said it while she was running for AG. She said it while she's been the AG. And now we've seen it today when she made this very lengthy, drawn out statement of how she's finally going after President Trump and his children. It's all politics, and I think we can all see through it.
All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Been on hold for a while. Jeff, hey, Jeff. Thanks. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Sure. Those of us who have really been paying attention really know that this is a concentrated and concerted effort by the Justice Department to intimidate conservatives. I've used it as a shotgun.
Hey Jeff, this isn't the Justice Department. This one is the State Attorney General's office. So you now have another agency of a government, a state government, weaponized here. But go ahead with your question.
Well, I believe it's concentrated that they're putting this out to everybody that can bring some kind of suit or any intimidation. It's a shotgun effect. Come from all angles, give them everything they got, keep everybody's attention away from what they're doing. And that's to intimidate.
Well, look, what he has to have and I'm not doing these cases right now, so I don't know. I'm not handling these cases. They got to have a command center set up, the president's lawyer should be, where they have different teams assigned to different cases. And then one person is the conductor and make sure the trains stay on the track, and you got to hit these one at a time. There's not going to be one shot you take that ends two or three grand jury investigations in Washington, D.C., a state attorney general investigation, now a lawsuit in New York, multiple referrals to the Department of Justice for new allegations of bank fraud. And by the way, has a bank filed suit here? No. Why? Because the banks have been paid. So this is what's so interesting about this. We're taking your calls on this 1-800-684-3110, but you have to be organized. You have to be orderly in how you handle this in court.
Yeah,
because yesterday was not a great day for the Trump team in court.
No.
I will say a lot
went down. There's a call, Ann, who's calling from Texas, who kind of had a question related to the banks and that kind of thing. Yeah. Ann, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. I've been in real estate for quite a few years here in Texas, and there's a process of buying and selling real estate, and a lot of that liability falls on the banks and the appraisers, which have to verify square footage and values, as well as the values are public record on the appraisal districts, the county appraisal districts page.
Right.
If a buyer wants to pay more for a piece of property that it's worth, they're more than welcome to. The banks won't loan the money, but the seller can sell it for any price he wants.
I'm not going to get into details because I don't want to disclose information that may be relevant to the defense here. But, you know, as you can imagine, these were complicated real estate transactions, big real estate transactions in New York. There are appraisers. There are valuation experts. There are tax value people. I mean, there were a lot of people involved. So this is not, I don't think this is so easy for them to prove, by the way. I mean, you know, I heard their thank you at the end, and that kind of, I'm not going to even say it, because that kind of sums up to me what this means. But I'm just going to say to the public here that's listening, they can make these allegations, but don't underestimate the fact that the political ramifications of this are really the target here. And she so much as said it and when she ran for office.
Yeah, and the attorneys, Trump's attorneys, need to make sure that they make the, you know, Letitia prove her case. So everything she stood up there and said today, they need to make her prove every word that she said. And you know, that, like you said, might not be so easy because there are banks and other people that are involved and not just former President Trump and his family.
Yep. And look, she didn't hide away from this. This isn't something we should be surprised. Here's what she said back campaigning. This is Byte 53.
As the next Attorney General, I see the law as a sword and as a shield to protect those who are vulnerable, because no one is above the law, including this illegitimate president. And so, I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
Gee, what about the 4,000 million other problems you've got in the state of New York right now? Those you don't, not doing this. But this is what the Attorney General, who's now bringing the charges against Donald Trump, actually said while campaigning.
Yeah, and it sounds very similar to some of the rhetoric that came out of Biden. It seems like the rhetoric that comes out of all of these places, already calling him an illegitimate president.
Yeah, she could say illegitimate president, but is there an FBI investigation of her? Are they raiding her house because she said illegitimate? That means you're trying to interfere with the election. No, you don't have that.
Yeah, when you have on the other side the President Biden currently going after people he's labeling, you know, MAGA Republicans and calling them evil. I think we want to play a bite from that as well. All right, let's hear this. Is to kind of counterbalance that, here's President Biden.
And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself.
Yeah, it sounds like
election deniers.
You mean the Attorney General of New York, who's now going after a former sitting president. All right, let's keep going with calls. Let's go to Art, who is calling in Florida on line 4. Art, welcome.
Hey, Art.
Thank you for taking my call. My question's in three parts. One, didn't President Trump state several months ago that he was suing James for prosecutorial misconduct? Two, how does perhaps the Mar-a-Lago raid play into this? It seems curious that the FBI was sharing that data prior to the master being named. And then three, Who actually initiates an impeachment of this criminal AG?
No, that would have to be done by the legislature of the state of New York, so that's not happening. With regard to the lawsuit, he did file a lawsuit. It was dismissed by the judge. And as it relates to, does it have anything to do with the Mar-a-Lago raid? Probably not, because that raid is focused on another issue that's going on right now, which are these documents and what those documents may or may not have as far as whether they had classified information or not. So you got, that's what I'm saying. You got multiple, you need multiple teams on all of this and then somebody conducting those teams. Go ahead, Logan.
Yeah, there are a lot of calls coming in. We're going to take most of them coming up in the next segment. We'll get about
Jordan
and
Lois, too. Let's take one
Jordan's
more.
Jordan's coming in. You want to take a call?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Reese in West Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Reese.
Hi, this is Reese from West Virginia. Thanks for taking my call, sure. And thanks for everything you guys are doing. Jay, you had mentioned that the New York AG wanted other AGs to go with her on this thing versus Trump.
Right.
Let's say, for instance, our West Virginia AG, Patrick Morrissey, and some of these other attorney generals, could they possibly reverse that on her? And you know, what can they do?
Well, they could file briefs on the legal issues of states, and this happens before. I mean, the states could file briefs taking a contrary position to this in these proceedings. Whether they do that or not, I don't know. They usually try to, you know, stay within their sovereign. But that's normally how it would be done. Let me just say this, though. You got to understand something here, folks. This is politics. It's a nasty business. But they have weaponized every agency of government. New York, the federal government. I mean, it's just been weaponized. And this is the danger for the American people here.
Yeah. New York, and I would say also California. We see that, you know, California tries to take aim. So anybody who has a liberal government, they have been weaponized against former President Trump and now his family. And they continue at it from the time he announced his candidacy through his whole presidency. And we've seen it now, 2 years after he's out of the presidency. It doesn't stop.
Yeah, there may be more information coming out in the next few minutes, so we'll stay tuned for that. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We'll take your calls. We also got a new initiative we want to talk about, but phone lines now are opened up, Logan.
That's right. You can give us a call at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard on the air as we head into this last segment. Or you can obviously join us all throughout the day on all the social media platforms. You can find us on all personally. You can also subscribe to my brother and I. He'll be on the next segment. It's a new podcast, which runs 3 days a week. We did two shows already. Got one coming up tomorrow. I'm sure we'll be talking about this and a whole lot more. It's a lot more casual, maybe a lot more comedic, but I hope you enjoy it. It's something you can relax and still get informed at the end of your day. That's at SeculoBrothers.com or search for Seculo Brothers on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on YouTube or on Rumble. We'll be right back.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. The Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
Taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Jordan stepped in here for a segment. He's still resting his voice, but they're going to be doing their podcast tomorrow. Boy, that got a huge hit on that, by the way. Tremendous response. SeculoBrothers.com. You could subscribe to any of their places you download your podcasts. Also on Facebook and YouTube and where else?
Yeah, it's pretty much everywhere. But yeah, you can find us on Facebook. You can find on our individual pages. But the easiest way is just go to secularbrothers.com and click all the different links. It's on the podcast app if you have Apple devices, or it's on Rumble. You just search Secular Brothers. It is on YouTube. Search Secular Brothers. You can find us there.
All right, let's take one more call on this at 800-684-3110. Terry's calling from Ohio. Terry, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, sure. And thank you for everything that you do. You guys do a great job. My question is, how is Donald Trump going to ever get a fair hearing when it seems to me like because of all these tapes that have come out previously with her coming out saying that she basically lives to get Trump, it almost feels like a vendetta. And how is it that can be allowed? I mean, how is he ever going to, you know,
I'll be honest with you, Terry, it's tough. I mean, you've got New York's going to be a hostile jurisdiction for him. You got an attorney general that's biased, is obvious. I'd move to recuse her again, but who knows what a court's going to do. And that's why I'm saying they've got to have multiple. This is how we did it. We had a lot of lawyers on various teams. And then I had a small cadre of lawyers, small group of lawyers that were kind of supervising everything with me. And we made sure the teams kept their cases on track. And then you resolve them one at a time. I mean, you got to do multiples at a time, but each team is responsible for a case. Hopefully that's what they're doing. I'm assuming that's what they're doing, but that's what they have to do because this is really a political move here.
It is very political. I think it's another move to try and, one, keep Donald Trump front and center. They want to keep him in the news. And so while this is a civil fraud case where it's a financial penalty, we don't know what else is coming with it. And it affects the whole family. So it's the whole Trump kind of image. And again, I think this is a twofold midterm strategy: keep Donald Trump front and center, fraud, you know, use those words. And then long term is I still think they want him to be the nominee.
Yes.
So, you know, these civil charges don't necessarily bar you from running for president. So I think again, but it's very complicated.
Yes.
And like the caller said, it is tough to imagine getting a fair shake in a lot of these jurisdictions for anybody who used to be president of the United States.
Correct. So we're going to have more on this tomorrow's broadcast. Obviously, this was all breaking while we were on today. So, you know, we gave you what we do here is give you honest, real analysis of people that actually have done this work. But there's another issue that we want to go to in this last segment. And boy, folks, share this with your friends because our ACLJ action team is taking action here. Jordan, what do we have?
That's right. So if you're on the ACLJ action email list, if you're a member at ACLJ Action, you got an email this morning about the open borders, and we've had a massive response to what we've asked people to do here, which is to contact their members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate. Before we were on air today, we already had, at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time, 332 letters to different members of Congress. 96 senators had already received letters, and a total of 2,417 people who had sent letters. And we're asking people, listen, we heard the president, we hear talk about the borders being secure. Our email is very hard-hitting. I mean, we note in one part that many of the young girls who are sent as sex slaves across the border, the only protection they have, they're sent with birth control pills. Mm. That's the only protection they have against the rape and the sexual violence that they know is going to occur.
But still a crime is being committed against them.
Right, and these are criminals providing that to them. So we're also starting to see some Democrats start to finally take this issue seriously. So it doesn't matter where you live. We want you to take part in this effort. It doesn't cost anything. You go to acljaction.org, and you'll see Secure Our Border. 3,100 people have already taken an action this morning.
More than that now, 3,148.
Yeah, so we are, again, and we've contacted almost every House office and almost every Senate office, but the more, the better. We feel like there's some momentum on this issue. There's even Democrats talking about bipartisan solutions now, which means bringing Republicans to the table. I think everyone knows it's a serious crisis. So check out your email, and I encourage you, if you're not yet a member of ACLJ Action, it's $25 a year to become an official member, and you can do that at acljaction.org, and then you can take part in this. I mean, it doesn't cost a thing to get these letters sent. We have it drafted for you. You put your information in so your congressman gets the right letter in the House and your senators get the right letter in the U.S. Senate.
Let me ask you this, Jordan, because I think it's important for people to understand this. We do, you know, ACLJ Action is a new enterprise of ours to really focus on this legislative pushes. Why today did this become, or this week has this become such a big issue?
Yeah, I mean, we were tracking, of course, the border numbers, the fact that there is a turn amongst members of Congress. That's why we're focusing on Congress here, federal level, because there are Democrats starting to speak out and say, I can't. We even sense there could be a shift coming potentially from the administration, different kinds of policies announced. So some of that is politics, right? You're leading into the midterm elections, so we might start hearing about new plans that are kind of halfway. So what we want to do is make sure is that if these bipartisan discussions start, that the conservative ideas about border security are represented front and center, that we don't get involved in some bad deal, but that we are taking this seriously, that the American people know wherever you live across the country, whether it's the drugs that have gotten into your community, whether it's the trafficking at the border, whether it's the amount of people and the resources and the, I mean, you saw in Martha's Vineyard, people were out of there in 24 hours. But a lot of communities, they don't have the resources to do that. They don't have the resources to even take care of folks. We're dealing with a couple million people estimate, which is the largest number ever. So this is a time where I think we either act on border security, or it gets so out of control that acting becomes even difficult to imagine what to do.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the action is paying. And we need to also say a thank you to our ACLJ supporters, because we are adding staff to our D.C. office, yeah, both our government affairs staff and ACLJ Action. You're adding a couple of new people this even the next couple of weeks.
That's right. So we this team is ramping up, especially we're prepared for midterm changes in Congress,
right?
And with ACLJ Action, the new abilities for us to interact, we're partnering a lot more with organizations. People will learn more about that, and we're doing more out of the Washington office on the government affairs side because of the unique abilities that a C4 can do, and we can only do that because of the donors to the C4.
Yeah. By the way, we're up to 3,217. Our goal here is 4,000, so we're only 783. Letters and communications away from getting to basically all 50 states, all members of Congress. This is a very impressive start here. So we encourage you to go to ACLJ Action. Takes just moments to sign up. We will have more analysis on the litigation that's been filed by the New York Attorney General on tomorrow's broadcast. You're also going to be doing, you all will have a lot to talk about on your Secular Brothers podcast too, which we want to encourage people to sign up for. And a lot of people are listening and watching and downloading.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage you to go to secularbrothers.com. When you do that, you'll see a list of links where you can find all the different places that you can watch or listen to the show. It's on, if you're on Facebook, we do it on here, but you can. It'd really help if you would go and subscribe on something like an Apple Podcast or Spotify or YouTube. Find another way to get it, so make sure you're independently getting it as well. That would be greatly appreciated. You can find all those links or on Rumble. Those thousands of you watching on Rumble right now, we have a dedicated Secular Brothers Rumble channel. So find it. Go to Seculo or go to rumble.com. You can go to, I believe, /Seculo Brothers, and you can find all the episodes there and subscribe. A few hundred subscribers there right now. Let's get that number up a lot bigger on Rumble, because we like Rumble. They've been great to us. Free speech platform. We appreciate all of their support over the last few years.
You had a lot of people watching it yesterday. I just looked at the numbers. Very impressive. All right, folks, that's going to do it for today. More information tomorrow.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.